Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Sustained. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
You know why our covenant is a better covenant, established upon better promises with a better mediator? Because we got everything they had.
Amen.
Plus!
Amen.
Plus, 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 plus. But we didn't lose these precious things by the coming of Jesus. He still is the great I am, the Lord who heals you. Hallelujah! Say it again,
you are
the Lord who heals me. He said, you serve your God, He'll bless your food, your water, I'll get rid of sickness among you. There won't be miscarriages or barren women in your land. I'll make sure you live full and complete lives. If you serve me, I'm going to make sure this happens to you. Has He changed? He has not changed. Now go with me, if you would, to 1 Corinthians, the 6th chapter. The spiritual is so much more powerful than the natural. Don't sit there, if you're watching my internet, don't sit there watching and think, yeah, but now you, preacher, you don't know what all I've got. Listening. I don't care how bad it is, the spiritual is so much more powerful than any symptom in a body or any disease. Do you believe God's power can change things in the blink of an eye? I'm telling you. I've seen it. I've experienced it. But if you think it's too hard for God, it's not that it's too hard for Him. It's just you don't believe it. You're not convinced. Let these words come into you and change you and begin to believe how big God is and how good He is and that He said, you stay with me. You serve me. You do what I tell you to do. And I'm going to keep you.
Amen.
I'm going to keep you.
Yes.
Did He say it? Did He say it?
Yes.
I'm going to sustain you. Yes. I'm going to keep you. I'm going to take sickness out of the midst of you. Yes. I'm going to see to it that you make it all the way to a good old age.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Did He say it?
Yes.
He hasn't changed.
Amen.
He didn't change. His will hasn't changed. He doesn't need to change. Our approach to Him has changed. Our access to Him has changed. It got better.
Yeah.
Way better. And instead of trying to be righteous by keeping rules, we're righteous by faith in Jesus. It got better. It got easy. Is that right?
Yes.
But you still got to cast the care over on Him and not try to fix it yourself and do it yourself. Still got to do that. And then trust in Him. Now in 1 Corinthians 6, are you there? What we see in these passages in Exodus and Deuteronomy, we see basically the Lord keeps saying, you keep my words, you obey my directions, you do my will, you follow my plan, and I'm going to sustain you and take care of you, spirit, soul, and body. I'm going to take care of your body. I'm going to take care of your health. I'm going to keep you alive throughout your whole life. I'm going to take care of your family. I'm going to take care of your finances. I mean, if we look at thing after thing after thing, it's the covenant. You keep your part with me, and I'm going to be able to keep that part with you. How does that affect us in the New Testament? The principle is the same. In 1 Corinthians 6 and 13, is 1 Corinthians 6 in the New Testament?
Yes.
Is he writing to believers?
Yes.
The saints at Corinth? Certainly is. He says, meats for the belly and belly for meats, but God shall destroy both it and them. Well, that sounds rough. That's King James. If you look at different translations, it brings out food and the body. But look at the next part. The body is not for fornication, but for the Lord. Literally, it says, not for whoredom. And what that means is just having sex with everybody.
Come on.
People say, well, I, My body's my body, and I got to drive, and that's what I'm made for. That's what the body. No, it's not. The body is not made for fornication. It's made for
the Lord.
What does that mean? The body is for the Lord. Well, we're going to see just a little bit later. It's the temple of the Holy Ghost. The body is for the Lord. Why do you have a body? Don't let this be too simple for you. Why do you have a body? A lot of people would think, well, so I can have a good life and do what I want to do. Wrong answer. So I can experience whatever carnal pleasures I can get. So I could, you know, it's why God gave me this body. No. First and foremost, you and I have a body for the Lord so we can do what He wants us to do. We can't do anything in this earth without a body. Your body is your earth suit. You lose your earth suit, you have to leave the planet. You do. Now, there's a side thought. There are no spirits of departed people roaming the earth, haunting things. Not happening. And says, well, there's a lot of spiritual, supernatural phenomena. I know there is. And I didn't say there weren't any spirits doing things. I said it's not these people haunting things. It's wrong spirits, evil spirits impersonating people that they were familiar with back when they lived, which is why they could know some things about them from 4 centuries ago. But it's not the person. When you lose your earth suit, you got to leave. And you either go up or you go down, but you don't hang around. Study it in the Word. See what we're talking about. The body is not for fornication, not for whoredom. It's for what? For what? Why do I have a body? So I can be in this earth and have a life down here. And do what? We should have a mindset of service to Him. Right? Why do I have a body? I mean, everybody's got their part. My part right now. Why do I need a body? Why do I need a voice? Not so I can cuss and damn everything. Not so I can berate people and make them feel bad about themselves. Why do I need a voice? What part of my call is communicating? Talking to you. Why do I need hands? Why do I need feet? Why do I need heart and lungs and kidney? Come on, can you see what I'm talking about? Well, if I'm doing with my body what the Lord wants me to be doing with my body, what can I expect?
Sustained.
Oh, somebody's getting it. What can I expect?
Sustained.
Read the very next phrase. The body is not for fornication, but the body is for the Lord. That's not the end of the sentence. And the Lord is for the body. If my body is for the Lord, then the Lord is for my body.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
If I'm going to use my body to take care of His business, He's going to use His power to take care of my body.
Yes,
come on, can you see this?
Amen.
Somebody say the body for the Lord.
Body for the Lord.
And the Lord for the body. Does this do anything for you?
Yes.
Keep reading. He said, God has both raised up the Lord and He'll raise us up by His own power. Know you not that your bodies are the members of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them the members of a harlot? God forbid. What? Know you not that he which is joined to an harlot's one body, two, he says, will be one flesh, but he that's joined unto the Lord is one spirit. Flee fornication. Every sin that a man does is without the body, but he that commits fornication sins against his own body. Can you sin against your own body?
Yes.
People say, well, it's my body. I can do what I want to with it. If you're a Christian, it's not your own body. And if you're not a Christian, you should be. You're in really bad shape. You're not just ignorant. If you don't know that if you're a Christian, don't know that your body belongs to the Lord, you're ignorant. But if you're lost, not only are that, but you're lost as well. You're not even aware of the situation. He that's joined to the Lord is one spirit. Verse 19, know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit which is in you, which you have of God? You're not your own. Come on, say it out loud. I'm not my own. He said, verse 20, you are bought with a price. I've been bought and paid for. What's been bought and paid for? Me. Spirit, soul, mind, and body. I owned myself at one time and I sold myself. I lost myself. You did too. I lost my soul. I lost my being. But hallelujah, Jesus bought me back. That's what redeem means. He bought me back. He paid the highest price that's ever been paid for anything throughout the universe for you and me. And he bought us back. Now I'm his. I'm free, but I'm his. I'm free. I'm not destined to die and perish in judgment. But at the same time, I'm not my own. I've been bought. He said, so glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's, bought and paid for by the blood of the Lamb. Say it out loud, my spirit belongs to God. My soul belongs to God. My body belongs to Him. Well, if it's His, He ought to take care of it. If it's His. Come on now. The grounds out here around the church. If it's our grounds, who's supposed to take care of it?
Yeah.
It's our grounds. If it belongs to the church, if it's the church's furniture, if it's the church's stuff, the church ought to take care of it because it's the church's. If your body's the Lord's, I said, if your body is the Lord's, then the Lord is for the body. Oh, come on, you need to back up and read that again. He said, verse 13, it's not for fornication, but it's for the Lord and the Lord for the body. Say it out loud, my body is for the Lord and the Lord is for my body. Come on, say it again a couple of times. My body is for the Lord. And the Lord is for my body.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Sustained, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.